able to get.
Dan here, dialing in my twat for this month, and it's going to be a short one, and I want to talk about a nice little application that will improve the quality of your podcasts, and that is called Levelator. And you can find that over on Gigavox Media, or Gigavox, GIGAVOX.com. There's a Levelator link, or just Gigavox.com/Levelator, LEVELATOR. Now, the Levelator is a cross-platform application for Windows OS 10, and about 2-3 months ago they came out with a Linux version, and it's a great way for levelizing your audio before you transcode it into the format like MP3 or AUG to deliver to your audience. It's a very simple application. I'm going to talk about the one that runs under Linux. The Linux version was tested under Ubuntu and it works great. Now it requires Python and WXPython along with GCC version 4.02 is what it was compiled with. Now, I had a problem trying to run it under my Arch system, which is a few weeks out of date now, and I never really tried to run it under Arch, but I did run it. I do run it successfully under Ubuntu on a regular basis. Now, there are some caveats here with running Levelator that you must be aware of. First, for those of you who are concerned about this, while it is free as in beer, it's not free as in liberty. So you don't really have access to the source code. What you get is a binary when you pull it down to use it. The license agreement states that you cannot use this for commercial podcasts or commercial use. It's only to be used by an individual for non-commercial purposes. But generally, that's the audience that's listening to this would be using it for non-commercial purposes. The actual usage of the Levelator under Linux is very simple. Now, I've never tried it under Windows or OS 10, but I assume it would be essentially the same thing. What you do is you fire up the application, then you drag and drop your WAV or AIFF file right onto the Levelator program, and away it goes, levelizing your audio. It does a phenomenal job, like I said. Some of the downsides to it is, particularly for a Linux user, is there's really no that I notice any command line options to pass to it. So if you're using a window manager like XFCE or Fluxbox or Blackbox that doesn't have, you know, a nice little drag and drop feature from the desktop or some location onto the application, you have to do a little couple of workarounds for it. Now under GNOME or KDE, it's really simple to use it. You just, you know, if you had your application or your WAV file on the desktop, you could just drag it right over onto the Levelator application, and away it goes. Otherwise, like for instance, if you're using it under XFCE or Fluxbox, you'd have to bring up a file manager similar to Conker, and Conker works great, and then browse to the application or to the location of your WAV file, and then just drag it and drop it right onto the Levelator application, and away it'll go. Now, on I2 the Tech Show, which is about a 2.5+ hour file, WAV file, it's pretty large. It takes about 15-20 minutes on my dual core laptop, System 76 laptop, and it takes, like I said, about 15 minutes, and when it's done, you'll see some pretty impressive results. Now, occasionally, if there's a lot of noise in there, or if there's a noise in the background, it can elevate the noise in there. But, for instance, if you have three people talking, and the fourth person is about 10 or 12 decibels lower than everybody else, and maybe there's somebody that's like a few decibels higher than everybody else, it does a really good job of levelizing all that audio so that everybody is pretty close to the same level. It's a hell of a lot easier than trying to do it by hand through Audacity or any other application that I've tried. So I recommend heading over there, downloading it, and giving it a shot. Might not see a whole lot of benefit on a single spoken podcast, like when you're the solo person, but you will see a benefit when you have two or more people all at different levels. That's my twat for this week, or this month. You guys keep on hacking.